Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for September 15th, 2021. But before we dive in, I'd absolutely love it if you could drop a 5-star review on this podcast on your platform of choice. It really helps us reach more people and I just appreciate it. But let's get back to our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So after Apple's iPhone event ended yesterday, Google left a secret message for social media users, and it told us to wait for its upcoming flagship. That piece of Pixel buying advice came from the long-dead Google Nexus Twitter account. Before today, the Google Nexus account sent its last tweet, publicly anyway, on October 16th, 2017, about trading in an old phone for a Pixel 2. A more substantial post on August 31st announced the launch of Android Oreo. However, it kept replying to customer support mentions until July 14, 2019, and the account is now no longer in use. It is verified, but it was made private last year, and a banner is directing people to Made by Google. Seconds after the iPhone 13 keynote ended, though, Nexus, or the Nexus account by Google, tweeted in a curious first-person mode saying, "I'd wait for the hashtag Pixel 6. With over 1 million followers, it quickly garnered likes and favorites and, of course, replies. As it's private, you cannot retweet it, though. In all likelihood, we're seeing Google exploiting some guerrilla marketing tactics for the Pixel 6 launch that seek out some more viral moments. It comes after the company started advertising on television with a 30-second spot that aired on Sunday during football games. In the UK, Google Pixel is now sponsoring a high-profile television series." The first-person point of view does feel quite telling, with the public spread being limited by the fact that this account is private and those that have never unfollowed the Pixel account are the clear audience. That said, this could have also been an accidental tweet, though that's much harder to do from the Twitter web client which this tweet came from. Google Nexus tweet aside, the Pixel 6 and 6 Pro will be available later this fall, and we're very excited to learn more. So naturally, despite the phone itself, though, not having a proper release date, we've learned a lot about the Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro so far. Today, though, another leak has revealed a few more details about the 6 Pro in particular, including some tantalizing details about its camera array. As has been known for some time, the Pixel 6 Pro will be the phone to get when it comes to camera performance, as it comes with a third sensor the smaller Pixel 6 will lack, while Google has confirmed the phone would finally offer a serious upgrade after years of the same old camera sensor story. We're now getting a clearer picture of what that setup will offer. A new report based on a source that allegedly has the phone in hand states that the camera array will be headlined by a 50 megapixel Samsung GN1 sensor, as we've detailed previously in the past. Beyond that main camera, though, a 12 megapixel Sony IMX386 sensor should be used behind an ultra-wide lens. That sensor is used in various smartphones sold overseas, but it's rarely seen in the US. More interesting is the sensor being used for the 4x telephoto camera, which is the Sony IMX586. That's the same 48 megapixel sensor used in the OnePlus 8T and some other devices. Finally, the front-facing camera would also see an upgrade to a 12 megapixel Sony IMX663 sensor from the 8 megapixel shooters used in past Pixels. Rounding out the camera, this source says that the phone offers a baby mode and a motion de-blur option. It's not explained precisely what these do, but it seems they will leverage the camera AI components of the new Tensor chip. Beyond camera specs, this latest report also details some other Pixel 6 Pro specs and features. That includes the display, which will be a 1440p panel on the Pixel 6 Pro, and according to this source, will support 120Hz while at its maximum resolution. It's also mentioned that the always-on display will support a variable refresh rate between 10 and 30Hz, but it's not mentioned if the display will always support that option. The source also clarified that the Pixel 6 Pro does not support Active Edge, the feature on previous Pixel phones that allowed users to squeeze the device to trigger the Google Assistant. The potential return of that feature was reported erroneously following a retail leak just a few days ago. Battery share from the Pixel 5 will make a return, though. Ultra wideband has also been mentioned again, a feature that Google has confirmed multiple times at this point. It's said that a digital car key app will be preloaded on the phone with ultra wideband hardware from Qorvo, a detail we reported on quite some time ago too. Rounding out the info dump, the report mentions a 5,000 mAh battery, 128GB of base storage on at least one model, more details on the processor's technical specifications, Wi-Fi 6E, an under-display fingerprint sensor from Goodix, and an audio amp from Cirrus Logic. The phone is apparently on a Linux kernel version 5.10 that seems to back up a rumor of 5 years of software support, as that kernel will be supported through 2026. With the Charge 5 and a daily readiness score announced at the end of last month, Fitbit also confirmed our report that the Sensen Versa 3 would get the snore and noise detect features. That microphone-powered feature is now beginning to roll out to devices. To enable this option, you'll need to open the Fitbit app and visit the Sleep page. You'll see a Check for Snoring card with a Learn More option telling you about the snore and noise detect more in depth. There are two metrics being recorded here if you have a Fitbit device that is eligible. There's a sound intensity mode, which analyzes the noise level or how quiet it is, and a snoring event metric, which looks for snore-specific noises. The microphone on the Sensen Versa 3 will sample, measure, and collect information about the noise in your environment once Fitbit detects you're fully asleep. This occurs every few seconds, with snoring by other people in the room also counting towards these scores. The company warns that this capability does impact battery life, and it recommends your device being charged at least 40% before heading to bed. After reading through that feature and what it does after accepting it through the application, there is a final checkbox and confirmation to enable it on your device. Collected information will appear in the Sleep section of the Fitbit app, with a snore report in the morning providing extra insights. To disable, you just go into settings in the top right corner and can tap the last toggle option. Besides needing Fitbit's latest smartwatches, you will, though, also need a monthly premium subscription to activate snore and noise detection. And finally, as we reported earlier this year, Anker brand Nebula has quietly released its Android TV streaming dongle this week with Google's reference design remote and fairly hefty price tag. Available now on Amazon for $90, the Nebula 4K streaming dongle with Android TV is a pretty standard package. The dongle itself has a design with no built-in cable, instead offering a micro USB port on the side for power and a HDMI port on the other for display output. Both cables are included, as is a power brick and pair of AAA batteries. It's noted in the description that this Nebula Android TV dongle runs Android 10 out of the box and supports HDMI 2.1 output. 4K and HDR support, as well as Dolby Digital Plus audio, are also included. This is nothing out of the ordinary for most Android TV devices, and the spec sheet is rounded out with 2GB of RAM and 8GB of onboard storage. The processor in use, though, is not mentioned. One of the bigger attractions is the remote, which is using Google's G10 reference design, which we went hands-on with earlier this year. Nebula assigned the shortcut buttons to YouTube, Netflix, Prime Video, and Disney+, four of the biggest streaming services around. In the current US market, Anker's option does seem a fairly tough sell, though. While the Google G10 remote is a definite selling point, the $89 price tag is much higher than the Walmart On option, which offers similar specs and the same remote for just $29. It's also much higher than the Chromecast with Google TV, which has the upgraded Google TV UI for just $49. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.